Time to get answers to your coronavirus questions, your vaccine questions, your mask questions. And with us again today, Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hurt, happy Tuesday once again. So, of course, the big news, the CDC is easing some of its mask guidelines for a lot of people if they're fully vaccinated. But we keep hearing this thing about messaging. It's good to wear a mask around people because it sends the right message. So do you think people should still wear a mask bearing that in mind? Or if you're not around people and you're vaccinated, hey, go ahead and put the mask in your pocket or just wherever you keep it.
Yeah, I think it's time to start taking the masks off outside. You know, Israel, which is vaccinated about 59% of their population right now, has removed their outdoor mask mandate. It makes people feel like we are making progress. And because we know that that outdoor environment is quickly diluting the virus and keeping people safe, as long as you are not in a crowded outdoor environment like in the stands of a concert or a ballpark or outdoors in line, you know, waiting to get in someplace, as long as you are safely distant and can't smell the person's perfume or cologne, and you're far enough away, then I think you're good to take off your mask outside.
That's a good test. Yeah, if you can smell them, right? I was going to ask you those other situations, because I think people are wondering about that in practice. Now, let's say I'm going to have a long conversation with somebody and we're, you know, at arm's length and we're outside, but I don't know their vaccination status. Or like you said, I'm in line, or I think farmer's market, right? That can get kind of crowded because we're all sandwiched in there together. Is that still like a mask zone to you?
When in doubt, you know, put on your mask. Especially if you are vulnerable, if you are a member of people who are older, overweight, other medical problems like asthma, heart disease, diabetes, people who have weakened immune system because of chemotherapy, you know, this is still not a safe time. We are still very concerned about variants. And as a result, we don't know how well they could or could not push through vaccine immunity or herd immunity. So if you're vulnerable, you've come this far, you beat the odds, chances are best for you to wear a really healthy, you know, proper mask like an N95 or a DIY N95 and keep yourself safe, at least for the next month or so.
Well, and one thing in particular, a lot of, you know, theme parks in the process of reopening around here, we didn't really hear specific guidance about that. But like you said, that kind of falls into that, that when in doubt. And of course, I'm talking about people who might be managing these parks and making the decisions on that level. Do you think they're just going to keep these guidelines indefinitely, even though much of their attraction is outside?
Yes, I just talked to a patient today who came back from Walt Disney World, Florida, which is wide open. But at the park, they're keeping people separate. There are mask police who go around and tell you to put your mask up, even if it drops below your nose. They're very careful there to ensure that their participants are healthy and safe, and that there are not super spreader parks to get blamed and then shut down later. So they're being careful, and rightly so.
California doing pretty good, all in all, when you compare it to the rest of the country. L.A. and Orange County doing pretty good right now, poised to maybe make it into that yellow tier, the least restrictive. But not everybody in the state is the same, and this has kind of been what we've seen all along. Up in Humboldt, I guess up north, they're having a new spike. They're blaming it on super spreader events, at least one linked to a church. Why the difference in the different areas? Is it vaccination rates? Is it still people going inside and thinking things are normal when, you know, we're still in a pandemic?
I think you have to look at vaccination rates. That clearly has made a difference. Again, back to Israel, we keep looking at them because they are so far ahead of the rest of the world at vaccinations, and their new cases are under 150 today. So that has had a major impact on reducing their caseload. So if Humboldt County is not as good as LA County at getting shots into arms, that could be part of it. And also, you can have different parts of a giant state like California dealing with different variants. You know, Southern California had its own variant. We talked about that in July last year, that something had changed in California. It became so much easier in Los Angeles for people to get sick and to get sick fast. Whereas in Northern California, without that SoCal variant, they were doing actually quite well and well ahead of us. So now maybe it's changed because there is a variant up there causing some trouble and maybe not enough people with shots in the arm.
We know there have been vaccine trials for, I believe it's the 12 to 16 age group. Are we any closer to that group by being able to be approved for a shot?
It looks like it's still a little bit of ways off. You know, I think the FDA is rightly taking its time right now. I mean, look what's happened with, you know, some of these unexpected vaccine complications, very rare, but they're happening in younger, healthy people. And so before the FDA lights it up for young people, I think they're going to double check the data and make sure that this group, which is likely if they got COVID, to do extremely well and not have any serious consequences, to not take a vaccine that could be more dangerous than the COVID virus itself.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hertz, thanks.